Here's a look back at 100 years of Kapuskasing history.
Today we focus on the Kapuskasing Airport. And that original agreement dates back to 1933, signed between the Department of Agriculture and National Defense. Farmland was taken away from the experimental station for the airport. In an August 1935 article in the New York Times, it says the Canadian government is rushing to complete the airway so that by 1936, European mail can reach Canada's coast in almost 4 days. Our airport became the hub for TransCanada Airlines, now known as Air Canada, in 1938 until 1957. Notable events at the airport include paved runways in 1937, designed for military use on December 23, 1939, the Kapuskasing Flying Club starting in 1976, and in 1984, the present terminal was built.
That's a look back at 100 years of Kapuskasing. For more Cap 100 history, go to mykapuskasingnow.com.